Okay, Minister Perry, what do you want to tell me about the statements made in the House of Commons yesterday, actually, by Mr. Angus?
Well, here's the thing. I think, quite frankly, it's very reckless for a federal member of Parliament to spread misinformation about a bill that will help create jobs in Timmins. This is where we're from, and it's the community he represents. You know, I introduced the Building More Mines Act, again, proposed to act, that would make the Ministry of Mines operate more like a business so that we could keep pace with the sector. Can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, I can. Keep going.
Okay, that would make the, you know, again, we wanted to run the business of mining at the pace of this, so we can keep pace with the sector and secure the critical minerals for the electric vehicle revolution. There's a couple of things that have been said here. And he talks about the fact that by doing away with the duty for mining companies to come up with the funds for environmental cleanup, that's false, Bob. In Section 2 of the bill, that includes the proposed bill, has the same wording in the current bill in relation to the duty consult and the recreational, the world-class environmental standards that Ontario has. There isn't a word that's changed. The financial liability and that's required to close a mine has not been changed, not one bit. So the fact that these statements are said in the Parliament, and you know what kind of protection that Mr. Angus has there, it's very reckless to spread that disinformation. I mean, everybody, this is exactly what we're doing. You know, we're building the critical minerals strategy is all about securing the supply chain to provide the materials that are going to supply the electronic revolution that's happening here in Canada. In fact, we'll be creating thousands of jobs in communities in the north, including Indigenous communities. This is what this is all about. And you know, and Bob, this is so important because we're mining the fuel of the future. That's what these critical minerals do. They will provide the fuel right here in Northern Ontario to run these electric vehicles in Southern Ontario. So it's a perfect strategy for Northern Ontario, and we know, quite frankly, I've said this many, many times, it's just not acceptable to take 15 or 17 years to permit a mine. Côté Lake took 17 years to get that across the line. At the end of the day, what do we have? We've got a company that's spending $2 billion employing 1,600 people right now, fully supported by the Indigenous communities, and in fact, with no discharge water. An incredible environmental success story. Minister Angus talks about sustainability. The definition of sustainability is meeting the needs of the current generation without compromising the next generation. And that's exactly what we're doing with this. Take a look at what the mining companies are doing all across the North. Valley would spend $1.5 billion eliminating all the emissions out of that stack in Sudbury. Take a look at Glencore, what they're doing at the same time with introducing all electric vehicles in their operations as Valley. Take a look at what Newmont's doing in Borden Mines. Take a look at the reduction in the emissions that we announced in Sudbury. That's what mining is doing. Ontario mining companies are the best in the world, will always be required to provide the province with the funds to clean up the site after closure. That has not changed.
Okay, what is the lawsuit filed by the by Treaty 9 all about then?
Pardon me?
Mr. Angus mentioned the $95 million lawsuit filed by Treaty 9 over these issues that he mentioned. Do you know anything about that or what it's all about?
Treaty 9, that's a treaty challenge. And that's led by Kate, I'm going to mispronounce the name, So that's a treaty challenge. Treaty challenges happen all the time. We've seen them all across Canada. It's nothing to do with this new bill, the proposed bill that's making mining more efficient. I think it's just totally disingenuous from Mr. Angus to take this. Again, reckless is the proper stance, especially in the production of the protection of the Ontario the Canadian's Parliament. So that's and again, we can't speak to the lawsuit that's there, but notwithstanding, we will talk to any Indigenous communities, any place, anytime, anywhere. Bob, that hasn't changed. We will never shrink from our duty to consult. Never have, never will.
Okay, thank you for this, unless there's anything you want to add.
Well, I think it's a tremendous time for Northern Ontario. This is our time, Bob. This is our time. This will provide jobs for the future for Northern Ontario with Indigenous communities and other communities throughout the North. This is our time, Bob. And all we're doing here is making the mining ministry more efficient and more effective. That's all this is.